The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us that those who hear the word of God and keep it are the ones who are blessed. And that is the point that we really need to consider very seriously for ourselves today. We look, for instance, at what is going on in our country, a country that is dedicated, consecrated to Our Blessed Lady's Immaculate Conception. So as we honor Our Lady today, we need to turn to her so that our country can once again hear the word of God and keep it. We look at where we are right now, the violence that we've seen in the last weeks, the chaos that is going on. As I've thought about this, now my thesis could be wrong, but here's where I'm thinking we're at. On the natural level, back in the 1930s, there was a group of professors that came from Germany. They called themselves the Frankfurt School. And they got jobs at Harvard and Yale and places like that. Very brilliant men who decided that they were going to start a revolution. A revolution, they said, without firing a shot, because it was going to be an intellectual revolution. They were going to be able to influence people, and so they did. They influenced what teachers were being taught, and teachers, therefore, were able to influence students. And all kinds of garbage has been being taught to our children for generations now. And I'm not sure if they would have been able to see what was coming. But in the 1960s, a very unfortunate soul by the name of Saul Alinsky came along. Those old enough to remember will recognize he started the hippie movement. And when that failed, he wrote a book that is called Rules for Radicals, that he dedicated to Satan. And he set it out as the means of being able to change America. It was going to be done through community organizers. Heard that before? It was going to be a bottom-up approach where the Frankfurt School started with a top-down approach. They were going to change the way that we think. They were going to change what we believe. They were going to change the minds of the people. Alinsky was into changing social mores, removing morality, removing truth, getting people fixated on experience and emotion, and changing things from the bottom up. And it seems to me that today we may be right at a moment where that is clashing. I should point out that the Obama administration essentially used Rules for Radicals as the blueprint for what they were doing. So if you want to see where we're at and why we're there, that lays it out rather clearly. So we have these kids whose minds have been messed up because of the Frankfurt School and those who have followed. We have kids who have been messed up because of the bottom-up approach, and they're stuck in the middle. Their minds have been messed up, and now their hearts have been messed up. And they're finding themselves stuck in a place that doesn't make much sense. But somehow to them it does. You'll notice, for instance, that the very ones who are screaming about taking away your guns are the very ones who are using them to kill human beings. You will also notice that the very ones who are screaming about tolerance are the most intolerant people that I've ever in my life met. How can this be? How can they be doing both of these at the same time? Because one's coming from the top down and the other's coming from the bottom up. And they're stuck in the middle of it. And now our nation is at a point where the majority of people are rejecting what they're seeing. Because human nature recognizes that something is wrong, even if they can't specify what it is. But even for that, we're finding ourselves in a difficult position. Because now we have a bunch of people who are becoming politically and economically more conservative, but morally, not at all. And so this is where we're clashing. And we look to the church to be able to have answers, and we're not going to find them. Well, the church has the answers, the people in the church do not. Because we have been infiltrated by our enemies up to our eyeballs. And so today, rather than saving the world, we find it more important to save the earth. We find the dirt more important than the people who were made from the dirt of the earth. We find money far more important than human souls. Everything is backwards and upside down. The theology that is being taught, quite honestly, is heresy. And so it is a rejection of God, exactly what we see happening in the world. Except that the young people are suddenly turning around as they're rejecting this garbage that has destroyed their minds and their hearts. They're recognizing, as I said, human nature understands something is wrong, but they don't know what. So they're looking, they're searching, and they're turning to the Lord. And what are we giving them? Kumbaya? Let's hold hands and sit in a circle and let's have fun? Church is just about the worship of one another? Or are we here for the worship of Jesus Christ, to offer the sacrifice of our blessed Lord? Or are we gathered around our Father's table for a meal? You see, the theology is clashing. Within the church, we're clashing. Within society, we're clashing. You and I have been given the truth. And we have been given a command to go out and teach that truth to all nations. We have also been given a command of charity. That's what these people are seeking. It's not tolerance that we're talking about. It's not being nice that we're talking about. It is charity that we're talking about, charity that is rooted in truth. And that's what we have to be about. We're not going to be able to affect anybody's mind unless we affect their heart first. So kindness is a necessity, but kindness is entirely different from being nice. Father Zulsdorf loves to be able to point out, he said, what do you think the etymology of the word nice is? I said, I don't know. He said, I think it's natio. Natio is a Latin word that means I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. You're nice. You're okay, I'm okay, everything's okay, that's nice. Nothing's right, nothing's wrong, everything just is. Now we have relativism, you can believe what you want, I can believe what we want, somehow we can both be right. I think it was God through the prophet Isaiah said, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Welcome to America of 2025. But it's not just America, it's what's going on in the church. We have cardinals that are standing up and preaching things that are absolutely immoral. What the church and scripture have condemned for 2,000 years, suddenly now we're saying, St. Paul in the Bible got it wrong. Imagine that. The Bible is wrong, it's not inerrant, it's not infallible, it's not divinely inspired, apparently, because it's wrong. Because we live in the day of enlightenment where the body is more important than the soul. And so we don't care what happens to your soul as long as you get the pleasure for your body that you want in whatever disgusting way you can find to be able to get it. It's okay. No, it's not. That's again where we have the courage to stand up for the truth, because we're in the minority right now. Do people really want the truth? Again, we have loads of young people who are searching. And I obviously believe that they want the truth because that's what they were created for. Their minds were made for the truth, and their wills were made to love. They have been lied to. They have been used and violated. Exactly the opposite of what the human creature was created for. So how are they going to know? I can tell you over the years, the number of people who have come up to me in the classes that I teach, and they say, okay, look, you're saying this, and here's what we've been taught. How do we know that what you're telling me is true? So that's their point of confusion. They see what you're doing, they like it, but then they see what they've been taught and they're trying to reject it, and it's like, how do I know what you're doing is right? I've been lied to my whole life. I've been used and violated my whole life. Now you're telling me that this is the truth, but how do I know? Because it's not your opinion. Because you can point beyond yourself, and you can point to the one who is truth itself, and you can point to the one who is love itself. If it's just your opinion, then we're back to relativism. Your opinion might be right, but it's just your opinion. We're not into opinions. We're into truth, objective truth that cannot change. It doesn't matter what culture one is in. It doesn't matter what age one is in. The same truth that was true 2,000 years ago and 1,000 years ago is true today, because the truth cannot change. Charity remains the same. Charity is seeking always the good of the other. It's not always nice. It is always kind. It is not always nice. Because some people don't like the truth, and we still have to tell it to them. Not in a judgmental way, not in a holier-than-thou way, not in an arrogant way, with humility and with charity. That's what Jesus did when he came into this world. He preached the truth. He touched people's hearts and changed their minds so that they could accept the truth. That's what we have to be about. If we recognize where we are at right now, this country dedicated to the Immaculate Conception, better get on its knees and start praying to her to intervene, or we're going to see the violence get a whole lot worse. Tragically, there's a whole group of people that's what they want. So we're going to counter that, not through violence, not through hatred. That's what's coming from them. They're going to tell you that you're the hateful one as they spew all kinds of hatred, because that's what they always do. We need to counter it with prayer. We need to counter it with charity. We need to counter the lies with truth, but to be done in a respectful and charitable way. That's what our Lord is calling us to. We have to learn from him. And so as we look at the situation in the world right now, if we look at it politically or whatever, we can say, wow, we've got these two sides that are clashing. Where do I belong? You know where you belong? Right smack in the middle, which is where Jesus is. In medio stat virtus is the old saying, in the middle stands virtue. That's what we're about. The truth is in the middle. The truth isn't off to the right. just because our left-wing media has gone so crazy that if you uphold the truth, you look like you're some kind of fringe right-wing lunatic. No, the truth is not a right-wing reality. The truth is for everybody, whether you're right or left, because the truth is right in the middle. That's where we have to be. Not taking sides, but being united with the Lord. Not being about politics, being about God. Not saying you can't be involved in politics, I'm just saying the focus needs to be the Lord. And the way that you operate within these systems needs to be about the Lord. That's what we have to be about. That's what our nation is going to need. Not more people fighting, not more people arguing, not more people spewing all kinds of stuff. People who pray, people who bring the truth and the love of God into the world so that this whole group of people that is seeking so desperately, that has been lied to their whole lives, they want the truth. And you have what they're looking for. Not your opinion, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life.